Tom Chavez is the CEO and co-founder of Superstat. They're a venture studio that work on building data analytics startups. He's also a co-founder of Escalera, which was a Superstat company. Tom's also the co-founder of Habboo and Switchbit, which are Ulu companies. He's the co-founder and CEO of Crux, which was a Fund One company. He sold that to Salesforce for over $1 billion. It's one of our most successful exits. Needless to say, serial entrepreneur doesn't do Tom justice. Now, Tom, thank you for spending some time with us. And before we talk startups, it'd be great if you could tell us a little bit about your family, your roots, if you will.
Sure, Clint. I'm very glad to be here. You know, my background is I was born and raised in Albuquerque, one of five kids in a very traditional Mexican-American family. I have 70 first cousins. I come, I guess, from fairly humble circumstances. A grandfather who was an undocumented, illiterate immigrant from Mexico who received amnesty in the late 60s. So my mom and my dad loomed very large in my life. My mom had this ambition. Apparently, the family lore is that she told one of her brothers when she was much younger that she was going to have 10 kids, and damn it, she was going to send them all to Harvard. The good Lord saw fit to only give her 5 kids, but she did send all 5 of us to Harvard. So this was also, by the way, well before Harvard changed its financial, we got scholarships for sure, but this was well before Harvard changed its financial assistance program. So sending 5 kids to Harvard and private school in Albuquerque almost bankrupted my parents, but they got the job done.
I'm sure they're thankful of it now. Tell me, so how does this inspiring background, how does that show up in what you do in the startup world and why you do it?
Look, I think the main takeaway for me from my upbringing in my family was just the importance of hard work. My mom, my dad set an example for all of us of extreme work, not just hard work, but leaving nothing behind, putting everything you got into it. You know, I'm a competitive guy, as you know, Clint, and I haven't yet met anybody who can outwork me over the long haul. And I think that that's probably the principal way in which it manifests itself in my day job. You know, I also, these days, I'm not afraid when I'm talking to younger folks in Silicon Valley and other places. If you come from humble circumstances, if you're poor, you know it. And there should be no shame. There should be no remorse in understanding and acknowledging the desire to create wealth for yourself and your family. So I guess the final piece of it is that my parents did set an example for us of giving back, paying it forward. So in everything we're trying to do, both personally and professionally at Superstat, is to find opportunities to do well by doing good, if we can. Purpose matters for me. I need to be inspired. Whatever I'm doing needs to feel personal. It's not just a job. And I find that when we get that right, it's also personal and inspiring for the teams we're lucky to work with at Superstat.
Tom, and we're thrilled to have the opportunity to work with you. So you can see why Tom's the kind of person that we just love to have in our community. So Tom, tell us a little bit about Superstat. What is a venture studio?
So it's early for the asset class, Clint. We are not the first venture studio out there. I think we're one of the first 5 to 10, depending how you count it. The idea of a venture studio is to found, fund, and form tech companies from scratch, right? Usually in the prior regime, there's this kind of supply chain of steps that you take. And what a venture studio aims to do is to kind of embrace a larger swath of that early formation work by melding financing and the founding dimension, which we know to be so important when you're starting a new thing from scratch. Getting all of those pieces really right, we believe, allows us to show up with a hands-on kind of operational approach. What we like to do in our shop is get our hands dirty. We like to get in there and muck around with the hard work of conceiving, planning, designing a company from scratch. There's a fund that nurtures our companies in seed stage and beyond. So that we find is an important sort of differentiator and accelerator for everything we want to do. Different venture studios have different PCs, different approaches. Ours is to focus on accelerating and de-risking the journey. So as you mentioned, I run a company full-time myself. I've had a hand in starting these other ones. I tell my friends, I'm still showing up and getting kicked in the head because that's what the startup journey entails. But hopefully I'm making new mistakes, right? And that's part of what we want to try to do, is to create playbooks and patterns and frameworks and share tools and infrastructure for all of our companies that allows them to stay out of some of the ditches I know I've been in, and again, to sort of accelerate the path to success.
Right. I mean, now Escalera, you know, it's a nice tight story with lots of potential and so forth. Maybe take us back to kind of the beginning days of Escalera and talk about, like, you know, how that, you know, the sort of the formation of Escalera, how that got going in your shop.
Escalera, I think, was also personal for me. So on the heels of the last 20 years of company building, there were all of these moments where, you know, if you're an adult entrepreneur, you know you have to take this class of issues seriously, but there's only so many hours in a day to really to diversify your teams the way you'd like to. And so when we were starting Superset and we were starting Escalera, we just said, you know what, it's hard, but hard is what makes it good. So first, we're going to take a sort of a personal solemn vow to get it right as we stand up these companies from scratch. But wait a minute. If you believe that software is eating the world, and you believe, as I do, that if you have a great idea, the best way to see it actualized in the world is through software, it was actually confusing. When that realization clicked for us, we thought, my gosh, it's just nuts that people haven't yet tried to systematize inclusion and diversity through software. So that was the core founding premise for us at Escalera. From there, we began the hard work of, okay, that's an idea on its way to a concept and eventually a plan. So now we have to do the hard work of actually designing a product of the sort that Dane was describing, taking early steps to get that right, finding early customers, and then, to my extreme good fortune, finding somebody like Dane to take the helm and drive the company to new heights.
That's great, Tom. Maybe we talk about, like, your current endeavor, SwitchBit. So I personally find this a bit of a head spinner. So talk to us about, you know, what's SwitchBit all about?
So SwitchBit is in the business of providing infrastructure and applications for security and privacy. So in 2020, the entire planet tilts towards privacy. We have a newfound sensitivity around issues of control of the data that we create as we pay more attention to what's been going on with these social networks. And as people like to point out, wait a minute, if there is no product that you're buying, you're the product, what's going on with your data, right? That these companies are using to build their businesses. So we began from the conviction at SwitchBit that privacy is an essential human right. I've had a lot of passion for that for many, many years. What's different in 2020 is it's not just a state of mind. We actually have regulations now, like GDPR in the European Union, CCPA in California. The Brazilians have a new code. Multiple states are starting to develop their own regulations around this. So whether you agree that privacy is an essential human right or not, the new framework requires attention to issues of how you handle consumers' data and the rights that you give them to exert their own control over their personal data. So that's where we start there. Now, if you look at the state of play, we've developed data management systems, my teams and I, for 20 years. We've wallowed in these spaces. You really can't separate the question of privacy and security of data from how data moves inside an organization and across partners, right? So if you look at the state of play today, we certainly see a market that's crying out for more systematic solutions for creating privacy and security by design, getting privacy and security into the studs, into the bolts and foundations of your enterprise data fabric. That's what SwitchBit has the ambition to do. And it is, as you point out, Clint, a big one. Look, if we can get this right, then it's going to feel really good in our guts, right, to have given people the tools to exert their natural human right to privacy. That's going to give companies the ability to control the data that they're generating and that they know is so fundamental to their operational success, their ability to harness new technologies and possibilities in AI, for example. All of that is fueled by data. So we've got a lot of wood to chop, but we're excited to be underway.
Well, and Tom, I just want to say we're grateful to have a seat at the table on SwitchBit. We're super excited about that. And you know, so why? I mean, why are you interested in working with a small firm like Ulu compared to some of these other folks that were, you know, clamoring to get in on the round?
how does a venture capitalist show up and add value? It's by asking smart, discerning questions that force you to re-examine your prior assumptions that require you to expand your existing frame of reference. So when it comes to Ulu, look, you're proven, you're seasoned, you have experience asking the right questions, nudging companies in the right way, and along those lines, working with companies constructively. I think, you know, what I see with Ulu is a certain kind of humility and alignment and commitment to entrepreneurs. Venture capital can get a little tricky sometimes, right? Some venture capitalists, I think, my worry for them is that they can be a little too certain, bordering on imperious. And that's not really useful when you're off on the battlefield, getting kicked in the head, trying to build a new company from scratch. Just showing up the way Ulu does with that kind of radical alignment and commitment to the craft of entrepreneurship really mattered a lot to me. And then finally, Clint, as you know, I'm a big old data-driven guy just like you. And so the discipline of, you know, putting the numbers to it and understanding market opportunities, the sensitivities, the key variables. A quick vignette that I'd be remiss not to mention. Remember, you and I did the early versions of this analysis that you've since industrialized. We did an early version of that at the beginning of Crux. And I reminded you at the end of the journey, when everyone's taking their victory laps and giving each other high fives, I'm going through old documents and old papers, and I pulled out that analysis that we did, wherein you had identified at the top of the tornado one key variable, right, that we had postulated would really define the success and velocity of the company. So it was just a wallop for me, because at 6 years later, at the very end, that key variable was the central metric of our success, the hinge point that we use to measure customer adoption. It was the highest, most important indicator of future upsell, cross-sell revenue with existing customers, right? So that's not luck, right? Putting the numbers to it and having a structured, organized method, a data-driven method to attacking these problems of company building is one of the places where Ulu really punches through and adds a ton of value.
Right. Well, Tom, it's been a delight to talk with you. By the way, for those of you who are basketball fans, I am, by the way, I like to think of, you know, Tom's kind of like LeBron James. I mean, he's the guy you want on your team, not just because he wins a lot, which he certainly does, but like the key thing about LeBron's is he's a fabulous passer. He makes everybody else on the team better.